head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bundy Communications post-game show. First of all, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you very much.
It didn't come easy.
No, it never does.
A lot of penalties there. What did you tell your team in between periods to kind of keep them calm?
Well, we just talked about we just have to adjust our game. I mean, obviously, I don't know their standard of play. I don't know. I just talked to the Syracuse coaching staff. They're extremely frustrated. They said that's kind of the way it's been. And the assistant coach said he checked all the games out in the WCHA. All the games combined, there were a total of 3 penalties called.
Wow.
And here we had how many?
11.
Unbelievable.
I mean, actually, that was 11 power
80%
plays,
of the
yeah.
first period was special teams.
Unreal.
But I tell you what, I'm really, really proud of our group. I told them, you know, you get tested by fire, you come out stronger on the other end, and we had to battle some, first of all, very good team
mm-hmm.
that was worked extremely hard, had some nice players, you know, overcome that you know, 2 5-on-3s, and I'll take the blame for one of them. But we were able to fight through all that and come out with a big win. So really, really proud of the group.
What was your take on the different line combinations you did tonight? The first line looked fantastic.
Yeah, I was really impressed with all of them. I thought they all played with good pace. I thought for sure, obviously Emily's line was real big for us. It came up with a huge goal. But I thought as that game went on, especially that third period, that we really, really started carrying the play. And I was very, very impressed with Abby Haluska, Jack Cassa. They just looked very, very poised. Obviously, the moment wasn't too big for them. And, you know, Haley, Emma, and Cicely, same thing. I thought all 4 lines did a nice job. And we played 4 lines pretty consistently throughout the game.
Well, your defense looked great tonight, too. Obviously, Britt saw plenty of shots. But there were a couple big plays out in front of her where Alexis Joyce came up with some big plays. Madison Hutchinson and one by Melissa Hunt that happened, I don't know, about the third period, I noticed.
I thought all the defense did a nice job, particularly Hutchie and Missy, Alex, AJ, all of them. But I thought Hutchie really kind of controlled that third period for us. Did a really nice job. Looked like a very poised senior captain.
When the game ended and the horn went, the crowd went crazy. I felt like I was back home. Did it feel like that atmosphere?
We had a very, very nice representative crowd here. Really great seeing all the green sweaters. Obviously a lot of family members to come all the way out here to Syracuse. That's pretty cool.
And you had one of your former players in the stands who's now playing pro, taking time off from her lifestyle and even ability to the stands.
I haven't even had a chance to see Eve. That's pretty cool. She drove. It's about a 4-hour drive, a lot of tolls, and here she is.
Coach, what do you guys need to do tomorrow?
Well, you know, we're going to enjoy this one. Obviously, get back, get a good night's sleep, and you know, we got an opportunity to make a real statement as a team to be able to come out here into a again against a tough team in their barn and see if we can't get another W. So we certainly don't need to change anything. I think we got to continue to try to get pucks to the net. I thought we did a much better job, and I just thought as the game went on, you could just see that all the players just getting more comfortable And you know, we got that first game jitters out of our system, and, you know, we'll go from here.
I asked Carly Essie about that in the second intermission. I'm like, as a captain, did you notice that there was a little bit of hesitation there in the first period? And she's like, yeah, we had a little bit of jitters. I think it's hard. You're used to practicing against each other for so long and these weeks leading up to the opening game. You finally get to play an opponent, and you're not sure what you're getting into.
Oh, absolutely. And Syracuse had a game last week. They mm-hmm. got to play a very, very good University of Montreal team, And I don't care. We did what we could last weekend. We had our own inner squad game, and we tried to make it as game-like as we could. But there's no way you can duplicate the pace and the intensity of a regular game. So, again, very, very proud of the group for being able to weather that first period and just start getting back to our game as it went along.
That first win of the season on the road, you're just wiping your brow going, okay, that's done. On to the next one.
You know what? You know, every game is going to be like this, Kelly. You know that. It's just you know, again, Britt was outstanding for us, but I just you know, it you know, winning can be a habit. You know, you mm-hmm. just learn how to come up with plays and make plays. And obviously, I was really, really liked the way we played the last 7-8 minutes. You know, they really never had any opportunities. So all those things are going to help this team grow, and that's the important thing.
Good to start on a positive note.
Absolutely.
Congrats again, Coach. We'll talk to you later or tomorrow, and enjoy the win.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.